The guy on the phone who sounds like a million bucks, that would be our Larry Weber, the host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, and I agree. I think almost everybody would agree. A good morning. It's been quite a fascinating morning to get up to. We ended the month of April since we last spoke, and along with April leaving, April took the snow that we still had on the ground. April took that with her. And then if that wasn't enough, she also took the ice off of the lakes. It was amazing how quick the ice out came. And virtually all the lakes, I watch about six or seven lakes around here, and all of them but the largest one lost its ice on May 1, just that fast. That largest one lost its ice on May 2. So just an amazing quick turnaround. An interesting spinoff of that is I was watching a nearby lake, and I was out on the morning of May 1. I was out to the lake, and a big part of it was, oh, maybe 50%, not even 50%, was open. And yet out in that open site where it was, I heard a loon calling. So the loon came back about as soon as possible. Other things of note about April. April was several degrees cooler than normal. Those of us who are around here in April of 13 and April of 14, both of which were quite amazing Aprils. Well, the April of 18 was actually cooler than either of those. We had plenty of snowfall. We had almost three times the normal amount of snowfall for April, but the precipitation was less. And that's because the cold temperatures kept the snow dry. And even though on the 15th we got plenty of snow, it was dry snow. Now, that lack of precipitation brings out the other thing that's going on, and that is now we are in a fire watch. If you took a look at the Weather Service map this morning, you'd see what they call a red flag warning, which means this kind of day, the day we might appreciate when it's bright and clear and gets into the 70s, but there's also a breeze and there hasn't been a good soaker rain for a while, we get fire conditions are possible. And that happens usually in April, but this year it's a little bit later than normal. Other things of note, you probably noticed the full moon this week. That was on the night of the 29th going to the 30th of April. And now we are in the waning gibbous phase. We are also at 14 and a half hours of daylight. The days very rapidly got longer in the last couple months. Well, they'll continue to get longer through May, but they don't get longer quite as fast. And believe it or not, Lisa, I can say next month we will be at the summer solstice. So it sure comes along very fast. I always referred to the month of May as the greening month. We begin the month with open spaces in the woods, no snow on the ground, no green growth on the forest floor, what I refer to as windspring, and there's trees blossoming like maples and the catkins of many trees, but there's not green leaves in those upper trees. Now, the green leaves are starting to show up. I saw some really good examples of it yesterday with elderberry, a small tree that is one of the first to open its green leaves, as well as a shrub of gooseberry. The woods greens from the bottom up, and the sunlight that penetrates all the way to the forest floor, there are the growth down there that takes advantage of it, namely the spring wildflowers. And I always think of May. Walking in May is wildflower walks are just outstanding. With the flowers have to bloom very rapidly before the leaves start forming up above. So in the first half of May, maybe up to about the 20th, is when it all happens. It starts out now. I've seen three kinds of wildflowers in bloom. I saw the hepatica. That actually was about 10 days ago already. And then yesterday, I saw the first spring beauty in bloom, and I saw the first marsh marigold in bloom. I am sure with conditions like we have now, and you sprinkle in a little bit of rain, and we're going to have quite a few more. In addition to that, yes, this is the frog time. Wow! I mentioned something about that last time, how the frogs had started off in the vernal pools, and the advantages of all the snow, what the snow did is melt into these vernal pools, and then it just turned into an explosion. Some of these nights, 30th of April, the 1st of May. They have just been immense with frogs. There is a trio that begins the calling. This year, the first one was chorus frog, the second one was wood frog, and the third one was spring peeper. All three of them winter on land underneath leaves and places like that, and so therefore they're very quick to get to the melted water, the melted ponds. The spring peeper and chorus frog are only about an inch long, but they're very hardy little frogs. The wood frog is maybe 2 to 3 inches longer. It's bigger, but still not very large. And they make a lot of calling. The creaking of the chorus frog, the peeping of the spring peeper, and the cluck, cluck kind of sound of the wood frog. Well, like I said, they are the trio that begin. Well, the trio yesterday became a quartet when I was biking down a nearby trail, and I stopped at a beaver pond, and I heard the calls of the leopard frog. The leopard frog, which makes kind of a snoring call, was out there as well. And if that wasn't enough, I saw the first turtle of the season, too, coming up to sun itself to do what's called basking on a nearby log. So, yes, there's plenty going on there. Birds migration, wow, once again. This is a little bit of a slower time right now before the warbler movement begins. In the past several days, I saw 8 kinds of sparrows. Now 4 of these, song sparrow, fox sparrow, tree sparrow, and juncal, had been around for the last couple weeks. But in addition to that, this week I had Savannah sparrow, swamp sparrow, white-throat sparrow, and what was the last one? Oh, chipping sparrow. They were all around in the last day or two. So we have that movement going on. We have more thrushes now. Hermit thrushes have been around for a while, but they had their addition of their cousin, the Swainson thrush, showing up yesterday. Sapsuckers and flickers are in the yard making plenty of sounds. And warblers, yes, are starting to move. Yellow rump warblers have been around since I saw the first one on the 23rd of April. Well, yesterday it got joined by warbler number 2, and that was the palm warbler. And then this morning I had a major surprise as I was walking down the nearby road. And in the forest I heard the song of an oven bird. Now, oven birds are often around during the first week of May. But that's not the surprise. The surprise is that things look like they were going to be later this year. I think what's going on is some of our southern winds are blowing up some of these migrants, and we're going to be seeing more of them quite quickly. So keep an eye out. There may be more warblers out there than you think. The water birds have been abundant. Several kinds of ducks and swans, and yes, pelicans and mergansers. Geese have all been out there. Almost 20 kinds I've seen in the last day. Now, they take advantage of the open water very rapidly, and some of them are already starting to nest. I found the nest of a Canada goose already this week. If that's not enough, yes, we got more going on. I've talked about butterflies before. Butterflies are the kinds that we usually see early in the spring are the ones that hibernate as adults, and then they show up. I had another example of that yesterday. Well, be on the lookout for a tiny little blue-white butterfly that often shows up the first week of May, called the spring azure. That is the first butterfly of the season that does not hibernate, and that's always a good one to look for. Yesterday, I saw a dragonfly, a green darner. I also saw a bumblebee. Those are often showing up in April, but this year is a little bit later than that. And then this morning, Lisa, I have to pass this on. Save the best for last. What did I find on my morning walk besides the oven bird? But I found the first spider web of the season. Wow, what a great discovery.
I'm still not, Larry, I'm still not the fan of spiders that you are, but I have come to appreciate the exquisite look of a spider web at sunrise.
Not everybody is, but that's okay. I you can't make somebody like something, but I can ask you to not hurt them.
Exactly.
And that's the part I think is worth noting.
Yep.
And there's an absolute beauty in a spider web.
A spider web with dew on it?
Hey, go back and reread Charlotte's Web. And if I can digress a little bit here, the parents get concerned about Fern because Fern goes into the barn and listens to the animals talk and so forth. So they go to see a doctor. The doctor's name is Dr. Dorian, and they start to tell Dr. Dorian about what's been happening at the farm. And they said, we think we have a miracle there that was in the spider web. And Dr. Dorian comes back with one of the best quotes in the book. He says, the web itself is a miracle. So,
all right, Larry.
Who says that.
Not only that, it makes a beautiful photograph.
Yes. Well, take care.
Thanks a million, Larry. We'll talk next week. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.